Blog Talk Radio. And reaches its boiling point, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? Great question, isn't it? Let's navigate through difficulty together. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted here on Motivational Mondays, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose so that you can be more equipped to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, on-demands are available for your convenience. All you have to do is visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online on demand for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Well, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our special in-studio guests around today's topic, And then we are going to open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to a truly interactive environment, which is rich, and we truly love it. So we encourage you at the appropriate time, don't hesitate, chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are navigating through difficulty. Week number 4 in our 4-session series on this very topic. And we have a special in-studio guest that I'm so excited about joining us today in the virtual boardroom. But before into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment, invite someone to share in the broadcast with you, allow those social media juices to flow, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send an email or a fax. Oh my gosh, I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share into today's program with you. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your continued loyal support with expanding our outreach. I have to tell you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads and tablets, laptop, desktop, whatever you need to capture the notes around the richness of what will be discussed, you need to grab it. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we are looking at navigating through difficulty. Navigating through difficulty is not easy. And wow, with the crisis that we're facing around the globe, it increases in its dynamics moment by moment. It's completely unpredictable. It has been unprecedented, what we're dealing with. And so I know that each and every one of you are sitting there thinking, help, I need some tools that can support me in navigating more effectively. And that's what this series is all about. I want to share with you that in our last installment, we discussed in week 1 on March the 23rd, and I share the date in case you want to go back, and I do encourage it. We discussed have a positive mindset. We talked about the importance of your thoughts, that stinking thinking oftentimes gets the best of us, and we don't want to have that stinking thinking. So we want to make sure that in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of crisis, as we're navigating through, that our mindset stays in the right place. We also talked about, because I'm a woman of faith, the importance of staying anchored in faith. And so if you're not a faith-based individual, throw that one right on out the window. But I am, and that's the key for me. And so I know the truth around it being important for me to stay anchored in faith. And so we talked about that. In addition, we talked about how important it is to maintain a good attitude. You see, our attitude is how we move throughout life. Different than our thinking, but our thinking definitely affects how we show up on a daily basis. And so our good attitude really is the decision maker. And so how do people, when they encounter you, how do they feel? Do they feel like, yes, I can't wait to have an encounter with this person, or, oh, my God, let me duck and dive because they have a negative attitude more often than not? In week 2 on March the 30th, we discussed accept what's beyond your control. You see, what's happening right now, so many dynamics around the crisis that we're facing globally in this pandemic, it's beyond our control. Absolutely no one can tell you how long we're going to be in this place. Absolutely no one can tell you how it's going to affect the economy. We know that there's going to be effects, but there are so many different elements that are beyond our control. And so we spoke about the importance of accepting what's beyond your control. But just because something's out of your control doesn't mean that you have to spiral down into this horrible place. You just simply accept that, but you manage what you are in control of, like your mindset, life, your attitude, and various other things. So certain things that you can manage in those dynamics, you want to do that. But we need to accept what's beyond our control. We also talked about, and this is one of my favorites, don't entertain negativity. You know, when I think about entertaining, I like to set a table with the beautiful linen and the china and all of the, you know, gorgeous things because you're expecting people. So you go out of your way to set this amazing table. Well, why would you set an amazing table to entertain negativity? Don't you dare do it. Don't invite negativity in and entertain it. Sit it at the table in your mind and allow it to take residence there. No way. We also talked about stay hopeful. And in last week's installment on April the 6th, we talked about the importance of being a leader. You see, a leader rises up. They take charge. They guide the way for others. Are you a leader? We said it's important as well to see beyond the storm. We have to have vision to see beyond the storm. We can't get caught up in just seeing the eye of the storm, but we have to look above it, have some vision, see beyond it, because all storms come to a close, and this too shall pass. And then we talked about the importance of staying calm. Don't panic. Stay calm in the midst of the storm. Maintain your anchor. And so without further ado, now that I've given you a summary overview of what we've covered, I'm excited to bring in today's in-studio guest. This lady is such a dynamo powerhouse. And for those of you that were listening in on last week, you heard the formalized introduction. But more than anything, what I would like to say is she is a business professional, a powerful, dynamic woman that handles her business on so many different levels. And so I want you to join me by giving a virtual boardroom welcome to none other than the lady that I call Lady Tabitha Kendrick Smith is joining us for today's topic, and we're going to jump right on in. Lady Tabitha, welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We're excited to have you in the boardroom.
Thank you, Coach Adams. I'm so happy to be here. Once again, I'm so excited, motivated to be here with you and our listening audience.
I love it. And, you know, I intentionally wanted to reserve, because I love asking this question of our guests, and I think it just really speaks to, on a personal level, who we are. And it may include some of our acknowledgments and titles and all of that. But if Lady Tabitha Kindred Smith, if she was to say who she was, how would she describe her?
I would say, first of all, the daughter of the Most High God. I am a proud mom. I'm a wife, a daughter, a friend, a CEO, person that loves to motivate people. I love people. I'm a creative spirit, but most of all, I love to inspire people.
Is that it? I'm not having fun with you. See, I threw you off. You're like, yes, I think so.
I was like, there's
She's
violence.
Being so humble. I love it. She's being so humble. That's who I am.
Yeah, you know.
She can say so much
more.
At the
end of the day.
She can say so much more about herself. Right. You're like, that's who I am in a nutshell, in a capsule. I absolutely love it. You know, it's so wonderful because those that are regular listeners, you know that I serve a Christian-based organization, Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement, and I am the Global Master Trainer in Vertical Leap. And so Lady Tabitha and I, that's actually how we met. She was introduced to the ministry, and came for a life-changing seminar, and again, Global Master Trainer. We ended up interacting, and just, you know how you meet someone and there's just a special connection. There really was a special connection between us, and we have walked on our journeys together at different levels throughout the years, but more than anything, there's really a special bond and connection. And so I'm so excited to have her sharing in the boardroom around this topic, because truly, I know her mission is in accordance with what my desire is in this season more than ever, to be a beacon of light and hope and empowerment for others. And I know your vision may be slightly different, or mission, but I know that there's some similarities in that anchor, that core of who we are and what we want to project to the world around us. Would you agree?
Yes, I totally agree, Coach Adams. And that looks in different ways. You know, it could be through film and acting and just talking with people, being pastors, ministers of the gospel. So, yes, that is my main goal, is to be a beacon of light.
Absolutely. And you do that so well. You know, I, in this season, one of the things that I've been efforting to do, you know, obviously many are at home or should be at home on a stay-at-home order, or safer at home. I mean, some are saying, I'm sequestered, I'm locked up, I'm shut in. I call it a season of hibernation personally. And so in this time, people are navigating differently. And one of the things that I did last week, and it was actually a quick read, but I had a book that was sitting on my bookshelf that I said, oh, I got to get to that little book. And, you know, oftentimes life is just so full on purpose, and I didn't have the opportunity to sit down and read. But I said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I have the time. I'm going to make sure I do it. So are you familiar with a book called The Coffee Bean?
Seen the cover. I haven't read it, but I'm familiar with it.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just share, because it sets up, you know, really and truly what this season is about and how people process through. So The Coffee Bean, again, it's a really quick read, simple lesson to create positive change in your life. And it takes us on this journey of this young man, Abe. And, you know, he's having some challenges. He's dealing with some crisis. I think anyone listening in can relate, because we're all dealing with difficulty and crisis and challenges right now. And he brings this to one of his teachers in high school. And he's really struggling. And his teacher takes him on this journey of understanding that life is likened to a boiling pot of water. It turns up the heat and things begin to boil. But the question that he raises is that, are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? A carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? You see, a carrot, Lady Tabitha, when it's submerged into the boiling water, it weakens. And how many of us, you know, life turns up the heat and we get weakened from the challenges and the crisis, the difficulty that we're facing? The egg, on the other hand, it becomes hardened. It becomes hard. And many of us, we face challenges and difficulty, and we become hard, don't we? Bitter, and, you know, we just are so unfulfilled and unhappy and miserable, and we're hardened from the inside out. But this is what I love about the story. The coffee bean changes the atmosphere. When it's placed in that hot water, in about an hour or so, that coffee bean will make you some hot coffee. So it changes the atmosphere. And so this whole journey is about, when you're dealing with the boiling points of life, how do you handle the pressure? Are you a carrot?
Yeah.
Are you an egg? Are you a coffee bean? I think I know the answer to that. I'm definitely a coffee bean kind of a girl.
I'm definitely a coffee bean.
I know, right? And, you know,
right,
when we're looking at navigating, isn't that way cool? Just a quick little read. When we're navigating through difficulty, as we're in our final in this series, we're looking at being flexible, thinking things through, and walking in self-care. And it's so cute because last week you were giving some great self-care, and I'm like, no, that's for next week. But it related to what we were talking about indirectly. So I know that you have some great wisdom and insight, but I'm going to open us with be flexible. Because when we are facing difficulty, it's natural to want to maintain control. I think that we've seen that represented, Lady Tabitha, in people over shopping and hoarding because it's like, I can control this. I can control how much toilet paper I have. I want to control this because things are so out of control. And so when things appear to be out of control, we often resist the change because it's uncomfortable and it stretches us out of our comfort zone. So I don't know if you remember the little doll Gumby. Do you remember Gumby?
I do.
So, you know, when I think about
being
flexible, yeah, he was green. And so with Gumby, being flexible and having the willingness to adjust when needed, when the circumstances, you know, are fluid, they're unpredictable, they're constantly evolving and changing, it's a very powerful place. And the reason why I reference Gumby is because Gumby, he would stretch and pull like a rubber band, but he would not break. But he was flexible. And that's what we have to do. We have to be flexible. So instead of us resisting the change, we have to be flexible through the change, allowing ourselves to navigate through more, you know, more efficiently. And I think that that's the key for all of us. It's like, okay, oh, my gosh, how do I handle the circumstances that we're dealing with? So being flexible is not getting stuck in the rut of the past and what was familiar and what we knew to be true, because we have to blow up the box in this season. We have to really blow up the box, not just get out of the box. We have to blow up the box and be willing to grow through and process through change instead of resisting change. And I want to ask you, Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts around being flexible and any insight you would have on individuals really gaining some great wisdom on how do I navigate through this change that, you know, I used to, one of my former, I don't know if it was a former pastor or a church member or whatever, is the flexible, because they are not bent out of shape. I don't know if you've heard that term. So do you have any thoughts on be flexible as we navigate through
difficulties? I think it's really important for us all to be flexible. And again, starting with ourselves, giving ourselves grace, being flexible, because we're all accustomed to a routine and nothing is normal at this time, as though we've known in the past. So being flexible with yourself first and, of course, with others, and being okay with change and knowing that I think it's important that I literally wake up every day expecting something different to happen, you know, and it will keep the blood pressure down, you know, it'll keep worry and fear and anxiety down if we expect, you know, we're not even in the eye of the storm, as you stated last week. So just expecting that there is going to be change on a daily basis. So, you kind of self-talk and self-program yourself, you know, that I need to be flexible. Otherwise, you'll get bent out of shape when something doesn't go as norm. So that's what I've done, Coach Adams, for myself. It's just expect things to be different. But also I'm expecting things to work out in the end to be positive. I'm not self-sabotaging ahead of time, but with a balance, I'm saying, okay, things are different now. You know, I may not. For example, I drove over the bridge. We normally would have to pay a toll. Well, there's no one at the bridge. So it's a sign saying you'll get a letter in the mail. Well, that would normally cost you $30. So, you know, just going across the bridge without paying. So everything is different. Every day I find something that is different. So I'm learning to be flexible, but I expect something to be different, if that makes sense.
It most definitely does. And you know what I love is that you said being flexible. First of all, I got to be flexible with myself. I got to know that,
yes,
you know, I have to be flexible and understand that as I'm flexible, give others permission as well with others and expect,
yes,
that things are going to be different, that things are different. And I think that is that resistance that really has people locked up in this season because they're not willing to let go and release that things are different. And what I love,
yes,
is when I think about things are different, I'm like, wow, it's like this amazing discovery right now. Now, granted, please understand, I'm not minimizing the loss of life and I'm not minimizing all of the devastation,
yes,
that has occurred. But in the midst of that, and I believe I shared the quote potentially last week from Einstein. Einstein says that in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. And so if we can see that things are not what they were before, but in the middle of all of this, if we look for it on this great discovery, there's some great opportunity. So
yes,
we have to be flexible and open to even embrace a new opportunity. If we're so stuck on staying within our box and expecting things to be a certain way, that's that resistance. And that's what's so key, that no, be flexible. Let all of that expectation of the past go. Because we're in a new season, and I know it's a challenging and difficult season. We're talking about navigating through difficulty. We're trying to give you some keys around how do you do that more effectively in this season. So we're not minimizing what's happening globally around us, but we're saying that you don't have to, how you respond is key. And that's what the coffee,
yes,
bean tells us. How we respond. Will we weaken? Will we become hard? Or will we change the atmosphere? And that was what was so powerful to me. That this little coffee bean, it changed the atmosphere of that boiling water. It didn't weaken. It didn't become hard. It changed the atmosphere and created something in the midst of that boiling water, in the midst of life turning the heat up. What will you do? How will you respond? And so we're saying, Lady Tabitha and I, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, that you need to be flexible. Lady Tabitha, any other thoughts on be flexible?
I think that's just key, you know, just with yourself, being first with yourself and then expecting others to be able to walk. Like, for example, being the store lines, that's a real big one for me. So many times, like, I don't really care to wait in the lines, you know, so I have to self-talk again and say, okay, Tabitha, this is just the way life is moving forward. And to be honest with you, I don't think we'll ever return back to what we knew in the past. And that's okay. And that's a realization that I've come to. And so, again, just expecting moving forward that I need to be flexible with myself and others. I think that's
don't
key
be
for
like
me,
you.
Coach Adam.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, you know, I'm not a lying person either. I'm not. So,
I'm not a lying person.
I haven't gone to the store often because I'm in a good position. But, you know, I did have to run out last week and get some things. And I went to two stores, and it happened to be raining on that day. And I got caught in the rain without my umbrella on the second journey. And then I had to stand in line and wait to get in the store. And I'm like, okay, be flexible, Coach Adams. You're teaching on that. You got to be flexible to know that things are different right now. And like you said, and I agree with you, Lady Tabitha, and that's such great wisdom and insight that the way we knew it have shifted. We are truly in a structural change right now. Some things will go back, but many things will not. Because of this crisis, the crisis has brought on creativity at a different level, if we've allowed it to. And so many are figuring, I like this better than I did that. For example, some students who are doing schooling online now who never thought about online courses is now kind of thinking, I kind of like this. I'm in my own home. I don't have the high bills that I would have staying on campus. I'm with my family. I'm not away from the family. You know, I'm learning at my own pace, so on and so forth. And so some of the students in college, for example, may say, I like you. And, I mean, of course, online courses have been available for about 10 to 12 years, so it's not that it's new, but, you know, it's kind of been getting its momentum. And there's also, I feel like, some parents that are homeschooling now, not all, because many are saying, when does the schoolhouse open again? But there are many that would say, you know, I like this homeschooling. I never would have tried it had it not been for this crisis. But now that I have, I think I'm going to homeschool my child moving forward.
Yes.
You know, there's some employers.
I will.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Coach, I just wanted to share on the school. My daughter, she is 12 years old in the sixth grade, and she said, Mommy, because I teach them in the morning now that they're at home, she said, I have to be honest. She said, I feel like I can learn more at home because I don't have peer pressure. She said, because when we go to school, the environment is one way, and then we have to shift when we get back home. And she was just being honest, but it's true. She said, I feel like I can focus more. So being flexible and getting into that groove of learning, but, you know, I'm really just making the comment that students, all different levels, and the parents, they're finding they're saving money, a better connection, focus, but you have to be flexible to even say, okay, well, let me try on school or let me be still, you know, and see how this is going to work out. And they're finding that they do like these new changes. So
absolutely.
I agree.
And, you know, it took the crisis to push people or to bump them from their comfort zone into another zone. You know, I even think that certain employers, a lot of the employees are working from home now. And some may say, you know what, do we really need you to come in 5 days a week? How about we do 3 days on, 2 days off? Meaning off you're working from home because they've had to work from home now. Now we don't have to maintain this high-priced, you know, office space. There's no need for it. We can just make you at home, you know, working mobily from home, remotely, I should say. So, you know, there's so many different things, but again, we have to be flexible. Now, as we shift from being flexible, and I was sharing that because I was agreeing with you that we are in a structural change and that many things will not go back to, quote unquote, the status quo. They won't. They've changed forever, but it takes time to kind of determine what that looks like. Now, the other area that I wanted to talk about and I want us to share on is think things through. This is so key for me because it's so important for us to stay conscious. We have to be thought leaders during this time and always. We are not an ostrich. And, you know, so often people, when they're dealing with circumstances that become overwhelming, what do? They just simply react and they bury their heads in the sand like the ostrich. This is a time when you're dealing with a crisis that should be a time of building and trying new things. So going unconscious is not the answer. You must stay fully present, process through. Don't check out mentally. See, when we put our head in the sand, we're saying, I'm out of here. Bye-bye. It's too much. When navigating through difficulty, it's crucial to have a conscious mind, to be rational, exercise sound judgment, and objectively evaluate a given situation. And so I have five key elements that I have found personally beneficial in thinking through in this time of not only just crisis, but just thinking things through in general. Number one, we must be aware. We have to be conscious of our thoughts. Number two, we have to take the time to be still. Get into that quiet place so that we can, in fact, think. Many of us, life has had us so busy, microwavable society, we're here, they're there, we're running here and there, all of that, that we never take the time or rarely take the time to just simply be still, to get into that quiet place, to process with our thoughts. And number three is process your thoughts rationally and objectively, not just reacting, but we're really giving some thought. And so when we're making decisions with sound judgment, which is number four, I have to first be aware, take the time to be still, have to process my thoughts rationally and objectively. And that allows me to make decisions with sound judgment because I'm processing through. I'm asking questions around those thoughts in my mind. I'm kind of clarifying where I need to. I'm zoning in and focusing where I need to around those thoughts. So don't have a knee-jerk response and just react. Take thoughtful steps of action based on what you have thought about and you have thought through. Thinking things through when dealing with challenges puts you in a better position to more effectively navigate through difficulty. And that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to be more effective in how we navigate through difficulty. So in closing on this subject for me, and I'm going to hand it over to Lady Tabitha, put your thinking cap on, leader, and you will win. Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts around thinking things through?
Well, two things come to mind for me, Coach Adams. And number one is saving money. And what do I mean by that? Can I ask you a question, Coach Adams?
Absolutely.
Through this, okay, so we're just talking, but through this challenge that we're all going through all over the world, have you saved money? I have. Have you noticed that you're saving money?
Definitely, because I'm not going out as frequently, and so it's balancing out.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
Because I'm cooking at home.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I agree with you.
So I think that's a wonderful thing. And as far as thinking things through, so now that I'm really planning and thinking through, where am I buying my food? Where am I? I'm not rushing. So where am I buying my food? Where am I putting gasoline? And, you know, do I, you know, I can really think through. Now's a great time to save money. And I feel like if we all stop and really think through every purchase that we make, every dime that's spent in our budget, that's going to really benefit us in a great way. So that's the number one thing that as far as thinking things through. The other is our movement, you know. is it necessary to go out to the store today or to run those errands? Do I have my protective mask? You know, where am I going? And, you know, how many? So I have slowed down, and those are two things that have really registered with me. I'm thinking through. I had a big surprise. I didn't realize. I decided I'm going to go visit my grandmother. I didn't realize because I don't watch very much television. I don't watch television, and I made a decision not to kind of overdose in information. But we had to visit from the porch. So really movement, you know, where I'll go, you know, what streets I'll take, the freeway. So those are the two things, Coach, for me that I have really been paying attention to. And so, of course, I'm really excited about saving money and really thinking through how money is spent in the household. So it's a negative situation that we're in now, but one of the positive things that we don't have to rush around. We can think about our movement. We can think about how our dollars are spent.
And, you know, Lady Tabitha, I agree with you. We definitely can. And that would apply to those that are not hoarding, because the pandemic has caused panic, and the panic has caused fear, and the fear has caused scarcity. Now, there isn't any scarcity. Like our mentors, I think I shared with you on last week in our conversation, that they package toilet paper. And I share this whole story that, you know, on a normal shopping day, I'm out trying to just simply get what, you know, normal, in my opinion, those basic necessities like toilet paper. And I had to go to six different stores before I could find toilet paper, and ended up getting the last six, four-row packs off the shelf, literally. They were waiting for me. And so I was sharing that with our mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and they do packaging. And our coach said, he said, you know, there's no scarcity in the toilet paper. We have plenty. But because people are not thinking things through, like what you were talking about. So some, yes, as we talked about the Einstein quote, that in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. So for those that are being wise and they're purchasing based on what they need, not all of this stuff that they're trying to hoard and reserve. And by the way, people, I heard Costco is not letting you bring all that stuff back after the pandemic. I'm just saying. So you're stuck with it.
That's good information, Coach.
So, that's what I heard. I don't know. That's what I heard. And so, like you said, if we are thought leaders and we're thinking it through, get what you need. Not all of this that you're putting in reserve. And I'm not saying don't be wise, but, you know, you can't get in your door because you got so much toilet paper and paper towels stacked up. I mean, is that a way to live and be in hibernation? It's because you got so much. And so for that individual, that's the extreme. No, they're not saving money. They've probably spent all of this money that they didn't have. But I understand it. You know, they're overspending. But I get it, because they're feeling like things are out of control, as we spoke about earlier. And so this is a way for me to regain some control. I will never run out of toilet paper. And I get it.
Yes.
So, you know, you brought up some key points, our movement as well. So what you spoke about is really about the principle of the law of intentionality, being intentional.
Uh-huh.
So the law of intention, and I love, you know, the richness that you brought around this particular subject that we're now closing out on, because it's amazing how quickly time flies. And I want to give our listening audience an opportunity to chime in, ask a question, make a comment, but let's give them this last point. So what have we talked about today on navigating through difficulty? We spoke about the importance of being flexible. We must be flexible. In addition to being flexible, we must think things through. Be thought leaders. Don't just react and knee-jerk and I'm all over the place because of not processing and going through those steps that I shared. If you missed it, oh my gosh, 5 key elements that I have found beneficial in thinking things through. You'll definitely want to listen to the replay on demand so you can get that because it was powerful. And so now we're going to talk about walk in self-care. You know, when I think about walking in self-care, and it, oh, wow, it's different for everyone. My self-care may be different than Lady Tabitha's, may be different than the next, and so on and so forth. Some, it may be soaking in a hot bath with some yummy bubbles, reading a book. You know, like when I read The Coffee Bean, I had my cup of coffee and The Coffee Bean, and I was sitting on my patio just to kind of be outside and get some fresh air. And it was very therapeutic for me. I really felt like that was a moment of self-care. So reading a book and escaping away into a captivating story, quiet time and meditation, that's another rich one for me. I kind of put down those things that really connect with me. And I know Lady Tabitha has some other thoughts as well. Cooking a savory meal, relaxing on the couch, enjoying a movie. I love to movie escape. So all of these things that I'm mentioning are self-care things for me. Little disappointed that AMC is closed. I can't go to the movies, but can still watch movies. Taking an afternoon nap, you know, there's something so rich about that afternoon nap.
That's a treat.
I'm going to have Lady Tabitha. I'm going to have you share on how therapeutic and self-care it is for gardening and feeling, you know, the cool soil flow through your fingers. Whatever it may be, ultimately, it's crucial that you care for you in a special way that nurtures and refreshes you. You know, I often use the analogy, Lady Tabitha, when we get on a plane, and we're not getting on a plane right now, but they'll give us the emergency procedures. And they'll tell you, you know, if we suffer a loss of cabin pressure, the oxygen mask is going to drop down. Put the mask on you first. You may have a child with you. You may have someone elderly or whatever that's relying on you. Don't put the mask on them first. Put the mask on you first. And that is really what self-care is all about. Because facing difficulty is truly likened to a loss of cabin pressure on a plane. And so we must put the oxygen mask on us first. Before we care for anyone else, we have to care for us. Do what we need to do for us. So self-care is not selfish. It's truly healthy because we are better when we are whole for ourselves and for others. Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts on self-care?
Coach, I've really been trying to connect with nature. So gardening, you know, and it has a twofold, of course. You can grow food for your family, but then also just touching the dirt and enjoying the sun in your yard. And if you don't have a backyard, you can use pots. Really affordable. Doesn't really cost much, under $2 for seeds. You can actually cut, for example, green onions. If you cut the green onions off and you put them in water, they have the little roots, put them in water overnight and then put them in some dirt on your counter. And 2 weeks, you'll have a full fledged green onion. So little things like that. Also hiking. Exercising, moving your body around, you know, getting that oxygen and getting your mind off of what's going on, but at the same time, it's really healthy and relaxing for me. And even if you can't hike, just walking to the corner or walking around your house, depending on how your flexibility is in your body, your health, but just moving around. It's so important that we move around during this time. And stay hydrated.
I agree with you. Yeah, it is so important that we move around, that we stay hydrated. That is definitely a way for self-care. I love that you brought up gardening, hiking. You know, it's so cute because my cousin, she has a little aero garden. And so, like you said, if you don't have a backyard, you're not limited to that. She is loving. I hear about her little aero garden and how it's just growing and all of this. So, you know, there's different things that you can do to nurture you and whatever connects with you. You know, one of the other things I love to do, I love to color. Okay, say what you will, judge, whatever, but I do. I can sit down with a coloring book and some crayons or colored pencils.
That's wonderful.
And just get lost in the state. That's a way of creating. So, you know, whatever that looks like. Well, Lady Tabitha, oh, my gosh, the time has flown by. We have about 10 minutes left in our broadcast. I know, right? Where did this hour of empowerment go? And so I want to give our global listening audience an opportunity to chime in. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. We would love to know, you've invested this hour of empowerment. Are you taking anything away from what has been discussed?
Yes, we want to hear from
nuggets
you.
We want to hear from you. The nuggets that have been discussed today on navigating through difficulty. So press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Lady Tabitha, as we, you know, pause and wait to see if we have any callers, and we do. So we're going to bring in and transition, and I'll come back to that question for you. Area code 702,
okay.
Last four digits, 0097. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
I enjoyed your show. This is Cafe from Las Vegas, and I really enjoyed your show. You guys are really funny. And the part that I enjoyed the most was how everybody's hoarding everything. And I think that's ridiculous. And how a lady got mad at me just the other night about some water. And I told her, it's not that serious, sweetheart. I mean, you know, you can have it. And the gentleman was bringing a pallet at that very moment. And he saw the whole situation. And he says, just a minute. Let me help the other lady talking about me, and then I'll help you. And I just stood there, and I have a spirit of discernment, but there was something going on much deeper than that case of water, and I sensed it. And I told her, you know, you can have it. It's not that serious. And just, you know, I like that other lady said about distancing, I just wanted to hug her because that's what she really needed. It wasn't about the water. It was something else. But you're absolutely right. People need to stop hoarding, acting like that, because I'm a firm believer that, you know, whatever we need, God's going to supply it. He knew all about this. If he wanted to open up floods and dams and brooks, he can do it. So everybody need to calm down, relax. You're going to have water. You're going to have TP. You're going to have all our needs met. And that's all I have to say about that. And I did love the idea of having a patio. Up until recently, people have outside with their animals, and they need to control them. So now I'm not on my patio anymore, but I've made a conscious decision to walk up and down the hall and just quote some scriptures and know that this too shall pass. And I'm very motivated.
Wow.
Oh, and I have a wonderful book I'm reading called Audacity to Be Queen. So I'm going to let my queen voice just take me on through this. Thanks, guys, for letting me share.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Truly powerful. I love it. And, you know, I love how she says social distancing. I need to give this person a hug, because if you're getting that upset over, you know, water, we know, Houston, there is a greater issue here. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I love that. And I'm so happy you enjoy today's broadcast. And thank you so much. We hope that you will tune in again next week. We're moving into how to stay productive during difficult times. How to stay productive is our next, we're going to take a look at that during difficult times, because that's something too, Lady Tabitha, that people are struggling with. They're struggling with being productive in the midst of this because their minds are not clear. They're not taking the time that they need to be calm. Like our caller said, you know, last week we talked about stay calm. Don't panic. Don't get overworked. Don't, you know, get stressed out. It's not that serious, you know, and so I love the richness. Any closing thoughts or remarks that you have? Because it is amazing. Our time has kind of come to a close, and that's what I wanted to ask you before our caller jumped in. I'm so happy that they did. You know, any final thoughts or comments that you have around this? Has been such a rich topic, navigating through difficulty. This was number four-week series. So if you've missed any of the past episodes, you definitely want to reconnect with that on demand online. Again, at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, letter U. So, Lady Tabitha, any closing remarks, thoughts, revelations that you have gleaned in addition to what we've already talked about on this subject of navigating through difficulty?
Well, Coach, we only have a few minutes, so I definitely want to say thank you. I definitely want to say thank you to you for even opening up the airlines to talk about this where we all can speak freely. Because one of the things that I want to encourage our listeners is to talk about it, because I don't think people are getting irritated over water and toilet paper. There, it's just the unknown, the unknown. They're frustrated, panicking, anxiety, the unknown. So just talking about it, I would encourage everyone to grab yourself a journal and write this out. And so thank you, Coach, for inviting me on. I just wanted to be a part of this special 4 weeks of helping people navigate through this challenging time. So those are the things that I'm personally doing every morning. I wake up, I pray, I meditate, and I write in my journal because it could be overwhelming if we allow it to. The other thing, I say stop the verbal virus, which means let's get the information that we need to be safe, but it doesn't make any sense, and I don't think it's healthy for us to play it over and over and over, because what's happening, it's building that anxiety up in, within you. So I just think it would be beneficial to us to, because first we poison ourselves, and then we poison others. But again, I think it's important to know the facts and how to protect yourself. And we pray for the people that are sick in the hospitals and their families, because never before in life have you not been able to visit a loved one, right? Or even have a funeral if they pass away. So this is a lot. This is a lot. But we're going to have to manage so that we can get through. So sometimes if you can't talk about it, write it down in your journal daily. You know, make that a healthy habit. Let's create some new healthy habits.
I love that, Lady Tabitha. That was definitely a rich nugget. And I thank our caller from Las Vegas adding value to the broadcast as well with what they shared. Yeah, absolutely. And so it is amazing, again, how time flies. And I thank you, Lady Tabitha, for wanting to participate and be a part of this special series. As, again, our desire is to be beacons of light, bringing hope and empowerment during this difficult time. And I want to share with our global listening audience that, obviously, Coach Adams, hello, I am a coach. And so I have a lot of different tools that will support you through my coaching practice, one-on-one coaching, group coaching on various subjects. Wow, I'm in a rich mastermind currently on leading through difficulty, powerful The next mastermind on that very subject starts in May. So if you want additional information regarding one-on-one coaching or additional services, you can send a quick email, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give our team a call at 310-289-2101, and if you are connected socially through social media, we have our Facebook Motivational Monday Forum. It is an open group. We can continue the dialogue. Maybe you thought, oh, I don't want to ask my question on the airways. I'm kind of nervous about that. It's a safe space socially where you can do that. Maybe you have a show recommendation, a topic that you want to see us talk about, a show guest, question, comment, whatever that may be. That's the way to engage. And Coach Adams is connected through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, so you can definitely make that connection to stay connected socially. If you want additional information, you can visit coachadams.com. So again, I have a full circle of empowerment to support you in this season and beyond. And I want you to stay mindful that it is so important that you don't lose focus on your dreams and your goals and your visions. I know we are processing through. We're navigating through a difficult time. But just because we're navigating through a difficult time, it doesn't mean you throw in the towel of life and you stop doing what you need to do at the level in which you can do it, so that when we get on the other side, we are getting on the other side. As our Las Vegas caller said, I'm reminded, this too shall pass, and it will. But if we're just so focused on this moment, we will miss the great opportunities ahead of us. So we sign off for now. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.